I needn't compare my body to others.
We would like to assist you in understanding that there is not one state of being that is the correct one, or even the most wanted one, for there are a great many varieties of states of physical bodies that have been intended by you as you emerged into this physical body. If it had been your intent to all be the same, more of you would be the same, but you are not. You come forth with all sorts of varieties of size and shape and flexibility and dexterity. Some are stronger and others are more agile. You come with great variety, adding all sorts of differences that are of tremendous advantage to the whole. You came forth in your great variety to add balance to this time and place. And so we would like to encourage you, rather than looking at yourselves and acknowledging that you are lacking in this or that characteristic, as most of you do, we would like to assist you in looking toward the advantages of that which you are. In other words, as you are assessing or analyzing your physical body, spend a greater part of your time looking for the advantages that it offers, not just to you, but to the balance of all that is.
Abraham, I recall that when I used to work out on a trapeze when I was with the circus, I was too heavy to be what they called a flyer, but I was too light to be what they called a catcher. So the trapeze wasn't my place to be comfortable unless we either got a heavier catcher or a lighter flyer, so to speak. So I was still an aerialist, but I performed what was called an aerial bar act, where no one had to catch me and I didn't have to catch anyone else. But I didn't see myself as lacking because I didn't think that I should have been bigger or smaller. I just found something that I liked to do that still gave me the same general feeling of performing as an aerialist.
Good. That's excellent.